This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing Libya as a popular uprising against Muammar el-Gaddafi closes in on his base of power. Nearly 16,000 Chinese have been evacuated. The British government says 150 Britons have been picked up in the Libyan desert by special forces and taken out of the country. And at least 38,000 foreign nationals have crossed the border into neighboring Tunisia. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has this report from the eastern port city of Benghazi, where ships are arriving to take some away and leave others behind.
Frantic Tunisians, Moroccans, and Algerians scramble on board a Tunisian ferry docked in Benghazi's port. Dumping their luggage in the cargo hold, they climb to the upper decks, waving and shouting in relief at being rescued. Salah Aboud is a Tunisian oil worker.
The company decided to close the petroleum field. My parents are really worried, and they told them, asked me to go back home.
Aboud says he's been well treated in Libya since the uprising began. He supports the revolution here, he says, because it was inspired by events in his native Tunisia. Not everyone who wants to leave, though, can. The ship's chief mate, Mouaz Jawadi, says they are only allowing some on board this Tunisian vessel.
Priority for Tunisian, after that, Algerian or Morocco. No Africa. We are not allowed to give them on board. No African on board.
Standing next to the ship is Ghanaian Ibrahim Ishak. He's had a totally different experience in this revolution. He says that many sub-Saharan Africans were attacked and killed.
So I want to run for my life. People start to rob the people. They're going out to us with guns. They took our property. So we want to leave.
He says because of the rumors of African mercenaries being shipped in to quell the uprising in the east, some Africans have been targeted by protesters. Ishak recounts how looters swept through the German construction company compound where he worked during the unrest. Everything was stolen, including the company cars, he says. Every night the workers would run into the desert to avoid detection, he says. They slept rough, keeping a watchful eye out for attackers. He says it was terrifying and exhausting. He's lived in Libya for 12 years, but...
Enough is enough. I don't think I'm back to Libya. Because this is time to leave the country, yes.
But he's still waiting for someone to let him on a boat. And he's not alone. There are Ethiopians and Bangladeshis who are stuck at the port as well. They have little food and no idea when they might be able to leave. Some have been sleeping here for days. In Bangladesh, families and relatives protested in the capital to demand their loved ones' quick repatriation. Mama Jia is from Bangladesh.
You want to leave and you have no one to take you.
I want to go my own country, not stay here, because all time I feel frustration. I want to go my own country. I want to see my family, brother, sister, father, mother, so as soon as possible.
Please help us, he asked. We just want to go home. But for another night, they huddled in a warehouse by the dock, in the cold weather, waiting to leave Libya. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Benghazi.